Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with a KUAC News Minor Update. The Ice Alaska nonprofit organization filed a lawsuit Monday against three of the ice carving competition's previous leaders, alleging that they intentionally put Ice Alaska into debt for the purpose of taking possession of the ice park. Ice Alaska seeks at least $2 million in damages, which is the value of a grant the organization received from the Alaska legislature in 2006, according to the 25-page civil complaint of a lawsuit filed in Superior Court in Fairbanks. The lawsuit names as defendants former Ice Alaska board leaders Hank Bartos, Dick Brickley, and Hua Brickley, as well as the Brickley business D&H Enterprises. Ice Alaska, through attorneys Bill Satterberg and Amy Welch, alleges that Bartos and the Brickleys, quote, knowingly and unlawfully engaged in a series of fraudulent transactions to acquire Ice Alaska's personal assets, the Phillips Field property, and other properties with the use of state grant money, end quote. Reached on Tuesday afternoon, Bartos said the allegations against him are false and said he plans to countersue. He lamented the timing of the lawsuit, 1 week before the local elections in which he is a candidate for borough assembly. The Brickleys didn't respond to a request for comment from the Daily News Miner for this story, but have responded to past criticism of their financial management of the ice carving event with the argument that they've given far more to the organization than the value of the property they received. They've argued that their generosity in acting as a bank of last resort for the organization was necessary to keep the event alive. A reality TV show featuring Fairbanks police was given the okay by the City Council Monday night. Mayor Jim Matherly will contact the New York-based Engel Entertainment to produce the program. KUAC's Robin reports.
Engel Entertainment approached the police department in the spring and sent a TV crew to Fairbanks for a visit. While here, they shot enough video to produce a short recruitment piece, which will be released to the public in about a week. Police Chief Eric Jukes says the company wants to make a television series about cops in Fairbanks.
The goal of this was not a traditional cops-type TV show where they just ride along and see what we do. The theme of this was a journey of someone who came from out of state to venture into law enforcement in Alaska.
Negotiations for a TV show, as well as the deadline to sign the contract, was a surprise to some on the council who saw it only recently. The contract language had been reviewed and changed by City Attorney Paul Ewers, who negotiated with the company, deleting some contract clauses and adding others.
I just want to make clear that the contract you have in front of you doesn't have all of the changes that we proposed. And there's some that they insisted on and insisted that it must be signed tomorrow. So this is a take it or leave it provision.
Councilmember June Rogers did not like the time pressure of such a tight deadline.
I don't see where it's wise of us to succumb to that kind of pressure, sign the contract or it's gone tomorrow. It just doesn't seem to be fair play. If they're giving us that kind of an ultimatum, I don't feel comfortable with that.
Ewers wrote in a clause giving the police department authority to review the TV show episodes for objectionable material that might embarrass the department or the city. That was enough to convince other council members. Rogers voted against it, but the resolution was approved. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
The Fairbanks City Council also approved a contract with the Firefighters Union at Monday's meeting. The new contract, which is retroactive to the beginning of the year, gives firefighters a 2.3% wage increase for the first year, but allows the city to renegotiate wages for the second and third years. Councilmember Jerry Cleworth noted that an internship program would be discontinued if the city exercises its right not to fund the contract. The internship allows for students from the University of Alaska Fairbanks or Community and Technical College to join work along with the professional firefighters. In spite of his reservations, Cleworth voted with the rest of the council to unanimously approve the new contract. The International Association of Firefighters, Local 1324, has 41 members working as city employees. Chief Stiers told the council he is getting ready to open hiring again soon. The Totem Inn Hotel in Healy is getting a major expansion. Hotel and restaurant owner Kevin Hamill says a new building will add 27 rooms, bringing the hotel total up to 69. The expansion will also add a fitness room and a 15 by 15 foot endless swimming pool with two motors so people can swim against the current. The hotel addition is expected to open May 1st, 2019. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.